Listen for Insight, a podcast from Miami University's Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute dedicated to spreading ideas of creativity, innovation, and leadership. Welcome to Listen for Insight. I'm your host, David Turnick. We have for you Jess Tribus, the CEO of SimCoach Games, and her insights on leadership and creativity in industry. I send you now to our interviewer, Eric Dibble.
Jess, how do you define creativity?
I think I define it as sort of an approach to solving problems, a proactive approach to solving problems. So people can be creative in all kinds of ways, but there's typically a constraint of some sort or a challenge or a problem that they're trying to solve. And that is sort of the motivation and the spark that sort of sends them down a road and more constraints come up and people need to sort of weave or ebb and flow from there and be creative based on what's thrown at them.
How important do you see creativity being in a technical field, and you know, how do you really apply that creativity at SimCoach Games?
Well, I think it's important in a technical field. I mean, if you're just thinking technically, I mean, sort of left side of the brain, you're trying to solve a problem, you know, with the tools you have, and I think, you know, you're not always going to be able to do that technically in the way that, you know, needs to happen or that you want. So you have to sort of call in other resources and other ways to solve a problem. And that, you know, and directly how that translates in our company, in our field is, you know, through having different disciplines there. So we work really closely with different disciplines so that there's not one technical solution. There's one solution that has good design and good art and good code and good engineering. And that, you know, also that's arrived at through the practice of working together and through iteration. I think it sort of goes back to how I define creativity is through iteration, seeing what works and trial and error and going from and refining from there.
Jess went on to explain how she overcomes adversity with creativity and innovation.
I always focus on the vision, you know, and where we're trying to get to, but you know, when you're in the throes of it and you've got to sort of follow the path of what's working. And, you know, we find a lot of that out through playtesting, you know, as early and often as possible. And so, you know, definitely hard things come up, like how are we going to get past this? But we've got to, you know, throw some other ideas that you know, into the mix as we come upon some of those challenges and try them. And so, you know, I think we all have a positive attitude. I mean, I think we go into it with the sense of, yeah, we can solve this problem. We have no idea what it's going to look like on the other side, but we can do this, we can do this, we can do this. And I think that spirit is really important. It's odd to say that, you know, personality and attitude, you know, would be a big contributor, but it's not just what skills you have in the room. It's really sort of this belief system, like we can solve this, like let's just try and let's iterate from there, keep trying. And you know, that goes a long way as opposed to saying can't be done, or you know, I don't think anyone said that we should stop or we shouldn't try. Attitude and is really important, and everyone sort of trusting one another, and that's not just within our own teams but also the client as part of the team, you know, trusting that we're gonna get through this, whatever the challenge is.
I really like that idea you mentioned there about kind of the positive thinking and always having a kind of an upbeat attitude. Did that stem from something that you've always had, or do you think that is just kind of brought in through the people that you hire and through the culture that you've established at SimCoach Games?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think personally, I'm a pretty optimistic person. I have a lot of positive energy. It drives my husband crazy sometimes, but I think in the company, it's important to bring people in that share that, or that have sort of a yes and attitude. And so it's not that, you know, we're saying that these aren't hard problems that come up, or we're not being honest or logical about what's in front of us, but it's more of like sort of that collaborative spirit of, okay, I have an idea, and okay, yes, like sort of a yes and attitude, which we borrow from improvisational acting, the rules of improvisational acting, but it's kind of like, okay, and just sort of yes and instead of yes but or no but. So just thinking, having an open mind and a positive attitude, and trusting that we're trying to all get to the same goal and the same end. So I think it's really important for folks that come in to our company to have sort of that initiative and a positive attitude. And you know, some people, you know, they might also learn it just by being around it. They might sort of catch on to that spirit and why that helps push things forward and creatively problem solve.
Do you think of yourself as a creative person, and what do you think keeps your imagination from kind of conforming to mainstream society or going with things that have already been set up before?
No, it's a good question, and I've been at this for, you know, over 10 years now, and so, you know, sometimes I feel like, you know, I'm getting too stale, but that might just be me. I don't really, you know, think of myself as creative as in like spending a lot of time sort of, you know, painting or writing or, you know, like sort of isolated, dedicated time to that. I spend, you know, I think of myself as creative in the problems that I'm solving, you know, or there's constantly problems being thrown at me, you know, how do I raise this money, or how do I sell something, or how do I, you know, implement this, or how do I get the team to do X, Y, and Z? And so those are sort of, okay, so what's my approach going to be to that? What's my plan and how am I going to execute that? So that's kind of, I think, where I spend a lot of my creativity, if you will, because the problems are all different, and also, you know, through repetition or through sort of having to work on a lot of these problems over the years, maybe I get better and I can even be more creative because I've learned what works, you know, somewhere else. Obviously, I think I do have a pretty big imagination, maybe not, you know, even calling it imagination, just I can think big without limits, but I'm also, I think, a pretty rational person. So I can think big, and then I got to tell you, I've got the best team for helping me figure out how we're actually going to do something. So I think that's the hard part. And, you know, I can get inspired and sort of sell the vision of where we're going and think big, but I've always just had some amazing people around me to help me actually execute on how it's going to get done.
On a final note, we asked what advice Jess had for someone entering into a new industry.
I said to him, you know, right now you're kind of at the Indy 500, and you're in the stands and you're watching all these cars whip around, and it's crazy. Like, but don't think strategically and long-term that you have to figure out exactly the right car to get in, the right, you know, it has to be perfect. It's just sort of like jump in the race. And then once you're in the race, it's all relative because you guys are all moving kind of the same speed. So just get in there and get started. And then you'll be able to see once you're in there, like, hey, I'm going to move over here. I'm going to move over here. I'm going to do this. I'm going to try this. And so I don't know if that's sort of relevant to what you're asking me as far as advice, but I think it boils down to just try it. If you have an idea or you want to do something, you know, go for it. And, you know, if you fail, that's a good thing in some respects, because you're going to learn one or two things from that, and you're never going to regret it because you tried it. And it actually, that failure might actually open up other doors that you wouldn't have had without trying. And so I think you apply a lot of creativity to things because you've had enough experiences in the past to show you some good ideas and some paths to go down and maybe some paths to avoid. But it's through just doing it that you pick up those experiences that can allow you to be innovative and creative. So I think I'm very much, you know, of the mind of just do it, just do it, just try it, just try to put it down on paper, just try to code it, just try to design it, just try to start a company, just try, you know, whatever it is. It doesn't mean that everyone right out of college should start a company. I just mean, get in there and try something. Don't think about it for, you know, 20 years and then, you know, not actually do something. This is Jessica Trivis. I'm the founder and CEO of SimCoach Games. Thank you for listening for Insight.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Listen for Insight, a part of Miami Ideas. Tune in next time for more insights on creativity, innovation, and leadership. Siesta by Jazar is licensed under a Attribution Share Alike 3.0.